podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. I'm here to talk to you today about risky ETFs. Not all ETFs are made the same, and not all are the low-risk investments that everyone tries to say. Look, never judge a book by its cover in this business, all right? Because they're trying to sell people on book covers, and they have been. It's been the nature of Wall Street for a long time. Before I get started, I want to remind you of all the ways you can access New Constructs. Twitter, StockTwits, www.newconstructs.com. Follow us on Facebook. We're all over the place. Ask us questions. Send me an email, david.trainer@newconstructs.com. If there's something that you think doesn't make sense, if you'd like more information, if you disagree, if you agree, I'm taking on all comers. So, risky ETFs. As I mentioned, ETFs tend to be considered the least risky in terms of funds, but that's not always the case. And a lot of it's not necessarily the fault of the ETF structure. The problem is sometimes they're tracking some bad indexes. And that's what we're going to point out here, at least in a few of the cases. There are five of these risky ETFs. It was a special offer that you can find on our website under Investment Research. Click on the Special Offers category and look for the five risky ETFs. I'm going to focus on two of them. Number one on the list is the iShares Russell Microcap Index, ticker IWC. Gets a very dangerous rating. First thing I want to point out here, total annual costs are 0.66, which is almost 20 basis points above the average for all style ETFs as opposed to sector ETFs. What we don't like about this is that over almost 50% of the fund's holdings get a dangerous or very dangerous rating. The return on invested capital for all the stocks in this fund is about 3%. All right, that's bad. That's a low return on invested capital. It indicates that the companies are not profitable, and this is not really a good ETF. It's not a good place to be putting your money. The valuation is high as well because all the stocks within this ETF have really high expectations. Number five on the list, ARK Innovation ETF, ticker ARKK. Very dangerous, right? It's by a lesser known provider, ARK Invest. It doesn't really track an index. It's actually actively managed by the founder, Kathy Wood. All right? So I mentioned that a lot of times it's not the fault of the ETF because it just tracks an index. Well, in this case, it is the fault of the ETF. It's a large cap blend ETF. And while large cap blend ranks first in our most recent investment style rankings, this ETF still earns a very dangerous rating because it's picking bad stocks, all right? You're paying for active management here, right? Because its annual costs are 1.06, about almost 50 basis points above, or almost 60 basis points above the average cost for all style ETFs. That's at 48 basis points. That's the average cost for all style ETFs. So my point is you're not getting what you're paying for. Over 59% of the fund's holdings are rated very dangerous or dangerous. Only 6% get an attractive rating or better, right? It claims to identify companies that are innovators in their respective industries, and hence the name of the fund. It's a great buzzword, but I don't think it's really a good idea. All right, case in point, Tesla Motors, the largest holding in the fund with almost 7% of ARK's assets. All right, Tesla's got a lot of positive press and from the financial media, but you've heard me talk before about how overvalued this stock is. Look, I understand just because it's overvalued doesn't mean it won't get overvalued, but we're talking about risk here. And the bottom line is, even if it is overvalued, it may become more overvalued. That just means it's risky and will become more risky. Let's be conscious about the risk we take and the risk. And that's the key here. Understand the risk of what you're doing so that you can be honest about expectations for outcomes. That's the key to being a good investor and a good advisor.